Afghan President Hamid Karzai is blaming Sunday's coordinated attacks in his country on NATO intelligence failures. The Taliban is claiming credit, but Afghan officials and U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker say the Pakistan-based Haqqani network was behind the attacks. At least 51 died, including civilians. British and German embassies were among the targets in the capital, Kabul, but there are also coordinated attacks in three provinces. Let's find out more. Douglas Wissing is a freelance journalist who's covered the war in Afghanistan extensively. His new book is Funding the Enemy: How U.S. Taxpayers Bankroll the Taliban. And Douglas, the Taliban is claiming credit, but what do you make of these reports, including from Ambassador Crocker, that they couldn't have done this by themselves, that the Haqqani network helped? Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the Haqqani network is another group of fundamentalist Islamic fighters that are in eastern Afghanistan, primarily is where their area of operation, and they do a number of these operations in Kabul. They do cooperate with the Taliban, and it's somewhat of a porous barrier between them. I don't exactly understand why we're wanting to parse that difference quite so much, because the term that's often used nowadays is neo-Taliban. It's groups like the Haqqani network and the Taliban that are working together in various ways.
Well, one reason people might want to parse it is because of the Pakistan connection. Now, the Haqqani network has in the past been described as a family clan, a criminal network, but also by former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mike Mullen as a veritable arm of the Pakistani intelligence agency. You know, are you saying maybe the Taliban is also as connected to Pakistan?
I think the links between Pakistan and the Taliban are pretty well known.
Yeah.
And the Haqqani network, you know, the ISI has always been playing both sides of the game on this.
Well, what does it say to you that these attacks occurred largely in Kabul, the heart of the city, where the parliament building is located, along with, as we mentioned, the embassies? NATO headquarters was also attacked. Your sense of what that says about the insurgency?
Well, it's saying, one, that they're sending a very clear message to us that they're able to penetrate at will where they want to go. And, you know, we have trumpeted that Kabul is surrounded by a ring of steel, that the Afghan national security forces are so strong that they're going to be able to take care of maintaining security in the capital. And this has proven once again that the insurgents have penetrated deep into the heart of the ring of steel. As with much of U.S.-funded development in Afghanistan, the ring of steel is proving to be substandard and pretty brittle.
Yeah. Well, as we heard, President Karzai blamed these attacks on intelligence failures on the part of NATO. He praised Afghan security forces, as did NATO Commander General John Allen. Is that about saving face? I mean, you know, what do you think we should take from that?
Well, President Karzai is, of course, going to talk positively about his forces and is, of course, going to blame NATO for intelligence failures, and how much of the NATO intelligence failure is apt, I can't really judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
NATO has had trouble penetrating into Afghan society, and, you know, that's been pretty well documented.
And just very briefly, just got a minute here. I can't help but ask, we're going to have you back, but your new book, Funding the Enemy, How U.S. Taxpayers Bankroll the Taliban. Again, just give me the headline. How do U.S. taxpayers bankroll the Taliban?
Well, when I was out in eastern Afghanistan, Robin, as we talked about a little while ago, the soldiers began telling me there was a toxic system that was connecting distracted American officials, private U.S. corporations, corrupt Afghan insiders, and the Taliban. We're funding our own enemy, they'd tell me. We're financing both sides of the war.
Well,
and that's the case, for instance, the Haqqani network is financing themselves primarily by skimming our contracts.
Well, and you, as we mentioned, you were in Afghanistan because you were embedded with a National Guard unit from Indiana that was teaching Afghans how to farm. And that was a fascinating conversation. We'll link people to it here now.org. But we'll have you back to talk more about what you found when you traveled with that Indiana National Guard unit. Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.